94.7 The Wave. Pat Prescott with me in the studio, as promised, my dear friend and yours, the great saxophonist and great friend of so many of us here at the radio station, Dave Koz, joining us. Hey, DK, what's
good
up?
Good morning, Patricia.
Back in your old seat, huh?
Oh, this seat feels so good.
Feels good,
so comfortable. Thank you for the coffee. I appreciate it. It's great to see you and great to be back. And good morning to the Wave family.
Yes, indeed. Hi. And if you're a relatively new member of the Wave family, you may not have been here for what was probably my favorite period in my whole career, the 6 years that Dave and I co-hosted the morning show. Here on The Wave, where he tricked me into coming to Southern California. Thank you so much for doing that.
They are going to agree with me that I had the right idea getting you to come to Southern California, because this little area of the world has fallen in love with Pat Prescott.
I tell you what, well, we are falling in love with summer horns too. Dave Koz is back with a brand new CD, and this is the second version of a collaboration of horn players. Summer Horns 1 was magnificent. Summer Horns 2, From A to Z, is beautiful, with Gerald Albright on saxophone. Richard Elliott also on saxophone. And a little diversion this time, because we got Rick Braun on trumpet and the incredibly talented, I want to call Aubrey Logan a trombonist, but she is just so much more than that.
She's a she's a force. Let's just call her a force of energy.
Yeah.
She really is. Pretty special. She's an amazing singer, and also when you, just looking at her as a vocalist, it's amazing, right? So she can do things with her voice that vocal acrobatics, but she can really communicate. But then she picks up a trombone and wails on the trombone. So it's like it's one of those things that you look at and you shake your head and go, "What am I looking at?" So just a little background. We had the original Summer Horns was Gerald and Richard and Mindy Hebert and myself. And Mindy this year was off doing her blues project with the Bone Shaker, so she couldn't do it. So it opened up the opportunity for us to do something different this time out. And we decided to add brass to become more of an actual full horn section. And I know I don't need to tell you this, but the horn section, that sound, that tight brass and saxophone sound, has been a part of decades of beloved music, right? Just the song list of potential songs we could record on this album was pages and pages and pages long. But this gives us an opportunity to really to mine that wonderful array of songs over decades that the horn section has been a part of, and give this new treatment with beloved kid gloves, because all of us, all five of us, grew up being ensemble players. Of course, we have solo careers, right, where we play and we travel and we make our own records. But at the core of our musical DNA, all of us started kind of playing in sections, whether it be the sax section in stage band or concert band or marching band. You know, playing with others has been the thread that's run through all of it. So it's kind of returning to our roots. The A to Z concept really actually was came about because it was actually Rick Braun's idea to do a new version of Take the A-Train, the Duke Ellington classic. And I had an idea of doing this Jay-Z song, which also has horns, called Rock Boys.
Right.
And then it was the record company guy, John Burke, who said, "Well, is there a way to put these two songs together? Because then you could actually go from A to Z." And we were like, what a great idea. So we did do that. Gordon Goodwin did the arranging. And we also had, talk about great horn arranging, we had Greg Adams, who was the principal horn arranger for Tower of Power, mm-hmm. and Tom Scott, who arranged horns from everyone from Michael Jackson to Steely Dan to Barbra Streisand and everybody. So they are the other stars of Summer Horns, the arrangers, because given to our own devices, we could create chaos, five horn players trying to come up with notes to play. But these are the guys that delivered the right notes. And so when we play, it just kind of comes, bursts alive. I'm very excited and very proud. Paul Simon's Late in the Evening, which has that great horn section part to it. So that Jonathan Butler sang. So there's a lot of variety on this one.
And you're going to get a chance to hear it. It's in stores. And Dave Koz will be hitting the road with all of these talented people on the Summer Horns 2 A to Z tour. And that is coming to a concert hall near you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be able to see Dave in this area, I believe, first down in San Diego at the San Diego Jazz Festival.
That's right. On July 1st.
All right.
A little later that same week, we're up at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center. I think that's on the 6th mm-hmm. of July.
And we will also see you at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach a little bit later on this summer, too.
Yep.
And can you come back then and talk to us about that?
I would love to.
Well, I tell you what, you can visit our website, to find out more about Dave Koz and Friends Summer Horns 2 from A to Z. And, of course, visit Dave's website, DaveKoz.com, to find out about all things Koz, including the cruise to Australia next year, which I think is sold out, isn't it?
It is sold out.
But look for the announcement for 2020, because I know that's going to be awesome.
Where do you want to go?
Anywhere you're going, I'm going.
Good answer.
You are so stuck with me. Let me just say that.
That's exactly the way I like it.
Dave Koz with us today. Thank you so much, DK.
I love you, Patricia. By. Thank you very much. And it's always great to see you and be here with everybody.
We will see you in San Diego.
Wonderful.
No doubt about it. Thanks for riding the wave to work with us this morning. We got a nice long set coming up for you next.